Blog Talk Radio.
People could see me when I'm that music's playing. I'd get so crazy. I can't even tell you. Hi, John.
Hey, everybody. John?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Here.
Happy Hanukkah, folks.
Good.
Happy Hanukkah to all our folks out there, and happy holidays as well. And tonight, very special night tonight. We have a wonderful special guest tonight, Mr. Michael Cole. If you don't recognize the name, you will shortly. Michael was the actor who played Pete Cochran on the Mod Squad, one of my favorite shows growing up. And before we get started, we just want to say thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Barfield, New Jersey, Catskill Provisions, and KWV Wines. Mr. Michael Cole, welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you, sir?
Very good, Joanne. Thank you. That's kind of a catchy little tune that you guys got to lead
it. Don't you love that show? Does it psych you up?
Yeah, it, man.
Go ahead, honey, I'm sorry.
No. It was. It's very powerful, and you guys, I deserve it. It caught me off guard, actually. That's why I'm kind of mumbling, babbling right now.
Well, we don't tell anybody what our music is until they get on. So I love it because it hypes me up too. It's actually Elvis.
Wow.
It's Elvis's intro to when he would perform live on stage, and it's
I've seen him quite a few times. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, actually, you're not interrupting at all.
That music would be playing. I had the great pleasure to know Elvis a bit.
Oh God, my mother would love you.
Okay. But anyway, if we can kind of start talking now, or
okay, honey.
I wanted to
let everybody know also, not only did Michael play in Mod Squad, but he had a lot of other roles. And actually, I mean, I never thought I was going to be doing this show. So I never really paid attention to a lot of the stuff that I'm finding out when I do my research. I mean, I had no idea that Aaron Spelling was the producer and Danny Thomas of the Mod Squad. I mean, I never paid attention to that.
I didn't either, really.
Yeah, but I'd say, you know, Aaron Spelling, he wound up becoming one of the major producers in Hollywood. I mean,
in the universe.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's a story, if I can tell, if I got
absolutely.
Some.
Absolutely.
Okay, about the first time I met Aaron, I was at the Actors Studio out here, and some people came over, and they said, you know, you should meet Aaron Spelling. So I had this agent, and he told me, "Hey, man, I've got a meeting set up for you and Aaron." And I really didn't know what the hell to expect because I was in my James Dean period, totally. Everything was, oh man, hell with this. I don't want to do this. Whatever.
Rebel.
I still am, but anyway, I went over to meet Aaron. And I didn't know who the hell he was.
Right.
And so I'm standing there, and he's telling me about the show, which I'm sure he told 5,000 other actors, young actors. And he told me a little bit about it, and it sounded like we're undercover cops going to bust the kids and stuff like that. So I said to Aaron, "Wait a minute, man. This is the worst shit I ever heard. I hope it never gets on the air." And I said, looked at my agent, and this guy, he's got kind of bald, and he had little beads of perspiration.
I'm sure he did.
I said, I'm out of here. Let's go. And Aaron, most producers that I don't know, really, he said, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Don't go, don't go.
Oh,
he
wow.
jumps. Yeah, I know it. So it worked. And I said, no, man, come on. And if you want me to do that show, I'll be a bad guy. Just like give me a motorcycle. And but anyway, after a couple of minutes, he explained what the show was about. And bottom line was, it was about caring.
Mm.
And that really grabbed me. And so I sat down, and he explained a little bit about, you know, Mod Squad, et cetera, et cetera. And it hooked me. And thank God it hooked a lot. It was really the right thing.
Well, kind of the part that they had you play was kind of similar to the life you were leading at the time as well, right? I mean, other than being rich and the rich kid and all that, I mean, you were struggling, you were having a tough time.
Man.
You know?
When I first came out here, Joe, was it okay if I just said
Absolutely.
Joe instead of Joanne?
You could call me anything you want, darling.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Okay. I forgot what the hell I was going to say
when
now. What
first,
was that?
When you first went out to Hollywood, you know, you were kind of dire straits.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping under the freeway.
Wow.
Yeah, and but I, all my life up to that point, I'd been drinking a hell of a lot anyway.
Yeah, you
and
started
so,
drinking young, right? You were young.
Oh man, very young, like about, I think I was an alcoholic when I was 12.
Wow, we drank when we were kids, but I wouldn't say we were alcoholics. That's wow. I'm so sorry that happened to you, but you.
No. It was one of.
Yeah.
It was one of the best things that happened, really, because it got me turned around. Actually, my wife, Shelley, saved my ass so many times.
Mm.
And she got me to Betty Ford's.
Right.
And I thought I got drafted and when I first went there. Because, they strip you down. Well, it was like being back in jail. Strip you down, and which is understandable because you can get drugs, you know, anywhere in your body. But I wound up staying there, and I really, really loved it, and I respected Mrs. Ford so much for starting the program, and all the AA's
right.
people,
right,
and got sober, and now I've been sober for like 25 years or so.
Well, God bless you. God bless you, Mike. That's wonderful.
Thank you. I wanted to share that with friends out there.
Yeah, and also your new book, I Played the White Guy, explains a lot of that in the book to kind of help others who are struggling with alcoholism or addiction, right? Or
right. Thanks, okay. Joe, for saying that. Yes, absolutely. I started out, you know, writing this thing, which... me writing a book is really sounds stupid, but oh, my beautiful wife just came home.
Hey, Shelley.
Hey, Shelley.
How are you?
Oh, that of her name. What timing? See, that's God's timing, not
right.
mine.
Right. There's a sign, and there's always a sign.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I forgot what the hell I was saying again. You.
About
I'm so
book.
Rattled from that music.
Oh God! from you were talking about the book that to help people and
oh right the,
yeah.
I quit school real young and I hated school but I really love education.
Mm.
It was like the teachers any kind of authoritarian figure.
Well, it was that time of that generation. That's how everybody was at the time. I mean, I was young myself. I was younger than you, so I didn't get that authoritative thing. But you know, but during that generation, someone your age did have that. So
yeah, I had many friends that wound up in prison and stuff that, from bad stuff. And I was just lucky. I was
hey,
just
Mike,
lucky. Hey, man.
Mike, I have one of your friends, a fellow named Jack from Madison, Wisconsin, on the line. Do you want to talk to him?
Oh, man.
He says Jack, he grew up with you.
Jack,
you on?
Well, we never really grew up, but we were together a lot.
Still never grew up.
Got that right.
Hey, Jack. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Yeah, I'm sitting here with a bunch of friends having a little Christmas party, and I thought we'd give Michael a call and give him a little shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, boy, does that sound familiar.
Yeah.
Hey, Jackson. My friend,
hey,
man,
doing,
I love
buddy?
You guys. All right.
Well, I got a few left here. There are a couple of them want to say hi to you.
I'm Michael.
That's Faithy.
Who is that, Faithy?
Yeah, hang on.
Hi, honey boy. How are you?
Oh, okay. Boy, what a treat that you guys called in. I know I told you about it, told Jack about it. I was going to do this.
Hi, Michael. Yes,
so
it's Faithy. How are you?
Yes. Can she hear me okay?
I believe so.
Faith?
Yeah, we're all here just going to celebrate you and our Christmas.
How's that?
Very nice. Very nice.
Man, it's over 50, 60 years ago that when I was hanging out with these people. And to have them call, it chokes me up. I love you guys.
Hi, Michael.
Uh-oh, who's that?
It's Diane.
Oh,
Diane.
This is the one that made you behave when you were here.
You know what? I was just going to say that because Jack and I would go out and really get drunk and raise some trouble, and Diane would come and save us. Actually, she'd beat us both up. But
I chased you through a few parking lots when you were drunk, you and Jack.
I know it. I know it.
Oh, God.
But anyway, she got us. Well, she got Jack straightened out, and now we've both been sober for quite a while.
Well, congratulations, guys. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thank you, guys,
and
for calling. That's beautiful.
Just a minute. There's somebody else. Margie wants to say hi. Hold
on. Wow.
Hey, Jack says that you're doing okay.
Yeah. What a surprise. This is really a surprise, Joe.
Yeah, now you're talking to me. Now it's Margie on the phone.
Margie, I have one question. How come Michael, Shelley, John, and myself aren't invited to this Christmas party over there?
Well, you are invited. We've got you on. We're listening at the same time we're trying to talk to you.
I'm really choked up with you guys calling because you know how much I love you all. And to have somebody... old friends like this from, you know, when you're like 15, 14, that to call in like this is beautiful.
No, very nice.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, all. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
All right, God bless
Merry
you all,
Christmas.
And I'll talk to you later, okay, honey?
Well, thank you all for calling in. It was a pleasure. Merry Christmas to you all. Take care.
Okay, we're done hogging the line.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Jackson.
Oh boy, some party they're having over there, I guess.
It's been going on for what, 60 or 70 years.
Nice. So you're from Wisconsin, obviously, originally. Obviously.
I'm very proud. You know, Jack that just called. We were our lives could have gone either way.
Mm.
You know, and really either way. And to be here, I'm sorry, I'm kind of babbling right now, but I'm choked up because that was beautiful to still have those friends.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike. I mean, when you were on the show, were you drunk on the show at all? Or?
No.
You didn't look it to me, so.
No, not when we were shooting.
Yeah, because you didn't look at today.
No, what I did was, one of my heroes was Richard Burton.
Mm.
And I sensed that if he could do Hamlet with a bottle of booze in him.
Mm.
I can do this, but with being sober.
Mm. Mm.
And so I made a vow to myself and to actually my art that I was not going to screw it up.
Right.
By drinking or whatever.
Well, thank God, because you were given a wonderful opportunity. I mean, it wasn't something that you, I mean, you left Wisconsin because you really had nothing going on other than a mess and, you know.
So well
you,
put.
So you went to Hollywood. You got lucky, man, meeting Aaron Spelling. I mean, come on. And, you know, you really had no training until you got to Hollywood. You got lucky there, too, because you had the wonderful help of, I forgot her name, it escapes me, I apologize.
Estelle Harmon, the coach?
Yeah, and she was Carol Burnett's coach as well, right?
Yeah, she, coach. Carol Burnett would come by and say hello. I was
how
so
cool
starstruck.
Yeah, how cool is that?
It was so cool. What a sweetheart, beautiful, talented lady.
Love her.
Man. And she would come. She would come by and say hi, and just wanted to meet you and all that stuff like that. I was so starstruck meeting some of these people. But it was beautiful, and it gave me a lot of courage.
Yeah.
Or encouragement.
Right.
And well, see, I must. I had no idea. Clarence and Peggy got. And I'm getting choked up over Peggy.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you. Now, I found it odd that they considered you the long-haired rebel on the show. Your hair was not long at all by any means, I think even for back then. I mean, you had a great head of hair. I loved it. I thought you were the most gorgeous thing on earth. I really did.
did you tell everybody?
When we were kids? Yeah, we all loved
you. No,
you
I'm kidding? Only kidding.
We all loved you. You kidding?
It's mutual. Can you believe that moves me too, that there's really still fan clubs out there.
Right, I was going to say, you have fan clubs still, right?
Yes, and that was like over 50-some years ago, whatever. And
do you attend any fan club functions? Or?
No, well, every once in a while, but there's one, you know, the head there who's ever organizing this stuff. I talk to them, and then if somebody is ill or not doing, you know, something bad or whatever, I will call them immediately.
Mm.
And first of all, Joanne, I never, after being around these people for just a little while, during the show it was difficult because of, you know, it's like Elvis, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But I started to call, after I was around these people, got to know them a little bit, and I said, wait a minute, this is not fans, Michael. These are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I don't think of anybody out there that is still, you know, remembers me and the Mod Squad, et cetera, is a friend. Not a fan. That's the way I've always felt.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice.
I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
And, you know, nostalgia right now is so big. It's amazing, you know.
That bloody show is still on.
I wish I could find it. I know MeTV had it on in 2014 or 15. I wish they'd bring it back. And you know what I don't remember, shockingly enough, is that you guys did a movie too, right? A Mod Squad movie in 79 or so, right?
Well, we did one that was for television, but then there was a film that
right,
came out.
Right, movie, right.
Yeah, but it was terrible.
Yeah, I don't recall it. I don't recall anything about it.
That's good.
No, it doesn't mean anything. My God, please, I don't remember a lot of things. I had a crazy time growing up too, so you know.
Hey, we got another caller on the line for Mike if he wants to take
Excellent.
It. It's Jamie.
Sure.
Jamie, are you there, Jamie?
I'm here.
Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joanne. Hi,
just
Michael.
Turn,
how are you, bud?
Hey,
okay,
Jamie, turn your radio off in the background, okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Michael,
I was asking
you can hear
Jamie
me?
To turn her radio off. Hi, Jamie.
Hi. Okay,
hi,
it's
Jamie.
Off.
Great. Hey,
okay,
Jamie,
cool.
How are you, hon?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jamie. Well, you know how I feel about you. I thank you, man, Jamie, for calling in. And how's your kid doing?
She's good. She's awesome. She's standing right here. We're so excited for you tonight. So, yeah, there she is.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have him on.
There you go. Did you hear that,
Michael,
Jamie?
Yes,
I did.
Is she a neat lady or what, Joanne, and her partner?
So my question, Michael.
Yeah.
Okay.
My question for Michael is this. I've heard you tell a lot of stories. But one thing I don't think I've ever heard you talk about is picking up the phone and telling your ma you got a series. Is there a story there?
Yeah. It was either picking up the phone and telling ma, I'm not in jail. That's not why I'm calling.
Good. Good.
No, that's true. Anyway, and I so there was something in the paper in Milwaukee and Madison at the and you know right at that time, but the thing that I really was thankful for, because we grew up very poor. I think you know that, Jamie.
Yes.
And I think Joanne did.
Yeah, I read about it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, honey. And to be able to, after Mod Squad came on, to be able to say to Ma, we'd never had a dad.
Mm-hmm. Right, you and I
I'm
had that
I'm getting choked
in
up again. You guys are doing it to me. To be able to say, Ma, why don't you move out here? I can take care of you and my two sisters, half sisters. And that was one of the proudest things I could have done, to be able to say to Mom, who really worked hard. And you know, I with my brother and he became a colonel in the Army. Oh, that's why Shelly's around. I didn't answer Jamie's question.
Oh, I thought it was Jamie.
Yeah, you did.
Shelly.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, I can imagine that's the feeling that most stars have when they get that moment, you know?
I know Michael.
Go ahead, Jamie.
I know Michael's mother was very proud of him and loved him greatly, so I'm sure that moment was pretty awesome when
to be able to say, hey, Ma, here, I can take care of you. And it was absolutely beautiful.
Especially after all the shit you put her through.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
We were in the back of a limo once going to see, and I'll drop this name, we became friends, Sammy Davis Jr.
Nice. Wasn't he on the show one time?
It was twice.
Oh,
twice.
Wow.
Yeah. These people know more than I do about Mod Squad, believe me. And we were going to see Sammy, and Ma was looking at me in the back of a limo.
Right.
And she had just come out from Milwaukee. And she kept looking at me, and I, Ma, what's the matter? And she just started shaking her head slowly. Michael, who would have ever known? And you know, I knew exactly what she was talking about.
Right.
I could have been, you know, dead or in jail.
Right.
It was so beautiful to be able to do that.
No, you made your mother happy. Yep, you made your mother happy.
Well, I'm going to sign off, Michael, and let someone else have a minute with you. So,
I love you guys. You know that. Say hi to Mark and
to
Casey.
We'll do, hon. Love you.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a Merry Christmas, you and your family.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jamie.
I mean, I could only imagine.
Love you, Michael.
Oh.
Love you, too, honey.
I mean, I know for me, I mean, when I started, like I said, I never thought I'd have a radio show, but I originally started as a singer-songwriter, and
yeah,
I mean, I was touched with a talent. However, my goal was to tell my mother one day, Ma, I'm getting choked up.
Did you call your mother Ma?
Yeah, of course I did.
I didn't know
you,
it was.
You and I have a very similar background, honey. Very, very similar. However, I never got to do that magic moment for my mother. So now I'm.
Hey, Michael, are you ready? Are you ready to talk to someone named Steph?
Absolutely. She's like started one of the. Oh man, thank you,
Steph.
Hi,
you're on
Steph.
The air.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing today?
It's these people are wonderful.
You are so loved. You have no idea.
This is very true. Michael is so loved. We have so many members in his fan group, and he is just so good to all of us. Absolutely.
Do you run the fan show or the fan show?
I'm honored to say that Michael and Shelley gave me that privilege, and it's a thrill.
Nice. Oh, wonderful.
But
good for you.
I did call because I have a question for you, Michael.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Steph, what is it? What?
It's a serious question about acting, okay? You and I have talked before about good actors and great actors. What makes an actor great as opposed to simply being good, in your opinion?
Wow.
Oh, for me, I had first of all, I had a great coach, and I was going to the Actors Studio out here in L.A. But for me, there's a thing called emotional recall. Mm. And I think you know what that is, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. My coach's name was Estelle Wood. We'd read a script, and not just Mod Squad, but she'd go over it with me, and we'd rehearse on the stage, and with this emotional recall, if the line fit, and I think really good actors, made me think of the two popes, have some sense of it. Of this, that you can, if something in your background and emotionally touches you as you read this line or this character, that's what you use, so it becomes as real as possible.
Right. It comes out right.
Yep, and I think for me anyway, that's mm-hmm. the basis for a lot of really great actors.
Mm.
Somehow that you got to get in touch with your own, for me anyway, but I think a lot of people do, get in touch with your own feelings and make that applicable to the script.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
And it is so clear. It's so clear watching your work that is how you approach things, and it makes all the difference in the world.
Mm.
Thank you, Steph.
Steph, how can people join the fan club or find out more about it?
We are on Facebook, and you can just search Michael Cole's Official Fan Group.
All right.
And when you go to look for it, it'll say it's a closed group. That doesn't mean we're not accepting new members. It means that you have to be approved.
Wait a minute. Something was blanked out there.
We missed what you said. What did you say, honey? I missed it.
Oh.
Do you have to do what?
Okay, when you go to Michael Cole's Official Fan Group, it will say closed group. But that does not mean we're not accepting new members. We always are. It means that you have to be approved to join.
Well, you got to pass inspector number 12, which is Steph.
Michael will tell you, I'm a hard taskmaster. Oh, you bet.
And I bet you do a good job and hard work at it, I'm sure.
She's the reason that I think that we're talking, because they've been around these people for a few years now, and things were just kind of fading into the, and you know what I'm talking about. And
we would have had you on either way, because I'm a fan.
Thanks.
I'm a fan. Not only am I the host, but I'm also a fan. So.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but, and Stephanie started and has been absolutely wonderful to me and Shelley. And again, without Shelley, I would not be doing this, because I'd probably be dead or in jail.
But we thank you, Shelley.
I do every day.
No, we do.
Shelley. Yeah, but Stephanie, Steph knows. Shelly has
almost as many fans as Michael.
Hmm. Wow.
Are you serious?
You know it.
Is Shelly in the industry as well, Michael? Or
She was with magazines for when we met, big magazines, like Rolling Stone.
Was she a writer or editor?
No, she was. She raised the money to keep these people in business.
Oh, cool!
With advertising and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
She was in GQ.
Nice.
With GQ, Rolling Stone. Even John Kennedy's.
Oh, his
George
Washington
know.
Magazine.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you worked at GQ. Is that how you guys met?
No, I didn't work there.
Oh, I thought you worked there, but did you meet there? Or?
Yeah, through, I don't know, we were both at some function or something, and then a mutual friend introduced us, and I realized how lucky, hey, this lady is really neat. We talked, wait a minute, Steph, I don't want to forget you, honey.
Oh, okay.
Steph, are you from Wisconsin as well?
No, I'm a California, born and raised. And
okay.
But someday I'll go take a visit. But
how long have you had the fan club, since like you were a fan back in the day, or just started within the last 10, 20 years?
We will celebrate our 5th anniversary in February.
Nice. And what made you want to do the fan club?
Well, you know,
who got you, Steph?
Most people feel the same way, that once Michael Cole has your heart, it's always that way.
He's got me too.
Oh yes. So I just happened one day to be walking through a department store. Saw the Mod Squad videos, popped them back in, and I said, oh, no, this man needs to be recognized much more than he has been lately. So that's where it started. I was very lucky that Michael, and through Shelley, makes himself very accessible to the fans. So I was able to go and meet with him and his lovely wife, and we set something up, and it just all snowballed in a good direction from there.
And fell together. Well, you know what? It's funny. We have like almost a similar story with the show here, and that's why we call it Applause Radio Show, because we want to get, these folks deserve the applause that they got and need and still should get. And that's why we do this show.
Is one of the reasons I started to talk to Ann about why I do not like to call it fans. They're my friends.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. And this sure is like Stephanie right now, and her husband. I really like him.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you for having Michael on your show today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, and a Merry Christmas to you and your family, and good luck with the fan club. I'm sure it's doing great.
Well, thank you, and same to you. Happy holidays to all.
You too. Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have another fan on the line here. And
oh,
I think,
another friend.
Michael
a friend,
knows him
not
too.
A friend.
Yes. And this fellow's name is Dana. Dana, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Good.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Great. Thank you very much.
Good.
Yeah, another,
good.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
This is so bloody neat that, and these people are so nice and smart and all that, and so it's easy to be on the show. But I got to thank you again for all the work and stuff that you've done with the Mod Squad thing and fan club and all that. And I don't like fan club. Friend club.
Dana, do you have a fan club as well that you run?
Yeah, well, actually, it's funny. I follow Stephanie because she runs the Michael Cole official fan group, and I run Mod Squad fan group, which a lot of the focus is on Michael, of course, because he's very close and endeared by everyone in the group. A lot of crossovers actually from the group Stephanie runs and the one that I am an admin in. So it's just funny that I come right behind Stephanie and I talk to Steph sometimes. So anyway, yeah.
And how can folks find out more about the Mod Squad fan club and joining as well?
Yeah. Stephanie just mentioned, actually, just go out, look for the Mod Squad fan group and just the closed group as well. And just that you need to be approved, just the way Stephanie just explained it, actually. So
right.
It's the Mod Squad. This is the fan group, and it's myself and Leslie Furman, that either one of us is an admin for it. That would, we just approve people to get in to make sure we just keep the for membership purposes. So,
have you had this fan club going for a long time, or?
Group's been on for about 7 years. If I'm recalling correctly, I've been in it for most of the whole time as a member and just one of the administrators. But I just love everything they do, and there's just a lot of activity about different things, but.
John, we got to get Dana and Steph to start our fan club then.
That's right.
Oh, that'd be neat.
I'm kidding.
John.
Yes, Michael.
Are you willing to do that? You you could have a fan club, you two. Easy.
Well,
but
these
people
are
nice. Beautiful at what they do.
We're no Michael Cole, so,
Don't say that.
We would be more as the Odd Squad, Joanne. We would be the Odd Squad.
Yeah, the Odd Squad.
Wait a minute. Dana, are you still on?
I am here, yeah. I remember the Odd Squad. Yeah,
okay, wait a minute.
Joanne
just said, one of my proudest moments was that we were on the cover of Mad Magazine.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Oh, man, that was so cool.
That comes up once in a while. It's posted up in the group, and it's always a hit because just a great, great take on it,
Absolutely, man.
Do you have a copy of it, Michael, or no?
They've sent a couple of them, but I've given them. I still have one or two. I know that.
Is there anything from the set that you got to keep or that you wanted?
You know what? One thing I wanted was a rocking chair that they made for me because of JFK's rocking chair.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, in the Oval Office, you could every time he had meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He would like to sit in that chair.
And you still have it? You still have it?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Wow. That's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Wow, there you go. I bet you didn't know that, Dana, for your fan club, huh?
I did not know that. I know a lot of different things, but I didn't know that, no.
Do you have a question for Michael? Yeah, I was going to say, do you have a question for Michael?
I do have a question, actually. The show ran 5 seasons. We all pretty much know that. I wonder, how would a season have worked, Michael, do you think? How would a season 6 have worked, do you think, had you been approved for it or had it gone through?
Well, it almost didn't. Aaron Spelling had a rough time, but God bless him, he stuck to his guns because of the racial fact. We were the first show to have a black guy, a white guy, and a blonde.
And it was very groundbreaking, the Matzlar. I mean, the topics, too, that you guys covered. Too.
Absolutely. Everything from abortion, even, to...
It was pre-Roe v. Wade, too, the episode, I remember. But anyway, I just didn't know how much you thought of how the sixth season might have worked out.
I see, I'm sorry, I missed that. Shelley just came running in and said, he said the sixth season.
fifth and sixth sound similar, so I can see where that would be taken that way. So,
all right, you know what? It was getting time to change, and I could feel that, and Clarence was getting a little itchy to be back on Broadway, and Peg was married. Oh, man. What a beautiful thing that was. Married to Quincy Jones.
Yeah, I don't know if many people know that she was married to Quincy Jones.
Yeah, I know. I watched Heat of the Night with my daughter, and I'll say, Athene, that's Quincy Jones. You know, she's got that.
Yeah, and so everybody, I would have done it another season, but people were, my friends were like Peg and we call them CW. You know, they were itching to go someplace else, and Peggy just wanted to get married and have a family, which she did.
Is Clarence still alive? Or?
Yeah, he's done some really wonderful work the last few, I don't know how many years, in films.
Hmm. Anything we would know off the top of your head? Or
You know what? One of my favorite ones was where he did a movie where he played Jelly Roll Morton, the great jazz man. I just loved that. He was brilliant. He was a brilliant actor anyway. He was nominated for Tony.
Yeah.
For his work on Broadway and stuff.
Wow. I'll never forget, for some reason, there's always one scene. Somebody must have asked him his name, and he said, Lincoln Hayes.
That's so cool. Yeah.
He said, my name is Lincoln Hayes.
That was in the pilot. That was one of the first lines.
Yep, I remember that. I'll never forget the way he said his name. It's Lincoln Hayes.
That's great.
Because everybody called him Link, not Lincoln, so... Yeah,
that was great that you said it and remembered it like that.
I do remember that's what I remember, the way he said it. My name is Lincoln
Hayes. You sure did. As a matter of fact, you sounded a little bit like Clarence right there.
Oh, God.
No, you did.
Stop there, Joanne. Hi, Joanne. You know, Michael, I've seen you in a couple of other things. You were a very versatile actor. I happen to like a lot of crime drama, and Mod Squad's my favorite show, of course, but Police Story is another one I like, which is really gritty and just much like, it's a whole different...
Oh, thank you. That was neat to say.
Two episodes you were in were excellent, the Ripper and the Witness, and just so believable, and because that's the way that show was written anyway, was to make it...
Yeah, it was really great, well-written.
I remember you in a fantasy, a Love Boat episode, and you had this white blazer on and your blue eyes and your curly hair. You just looked like a goddess to me.
I was in a wheelchair.
But you look like an Adonis. You just you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
You were gorgeous.
Dana, you know that one, don't you? The Love Boat one? Because I didn't want to do a Love Boat. It was Aaron Spelling's show.
Yeah.
But, so he got me, called, et cetera, et cetera. And the character.
I caught it back in the day, probably when it was on, because that's what we watched every Saturday night. So I'm pretty sure I call it right now. No. Hmm. I'll have to catch up.
Just let me mention this, Dana and Joe. That scene that we did on Love Boat was not any scene that I've ever seen on Love Boat. I mean, I was in a wheelchair, a Vietnam vet, and God knows I respected the military so much. My brother was a colonel.
Right.
John Rubenstein, and I had this scene. And I'm sorry, what?
Well, I think he's a great actor. I love John Rubenstein.
Yeah, yeah, he was, and we became really good friends. Mm. And his father, he had a kind of a famous father too, called Arthur. Mm. And John and I rehearsed this thing, and I said, well, you know what? That's enough of rehearsal, Johnny. Let's just go do it. So we had this big cavernous thing, and I was wounded in Vietnam.
Right.
And John went to Canada and was what at that time, you know.
The draft dodger, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, what, Dana?
He said, draft dodger.
I agree with Joanne, you know, the draft dodger thing, right.
Right, right, right. And so there was a scene that John felt so guilty about. He was trying to avoid me and in my wheelchair. Mm. And so we finally got together and made amends. The scene it choked me up a hell of a lot because I knew guys from both sides a lot.
Mm.
So there again, Joanne, that's the actor. That's what you use.
Right, right. Right.
And we had this scene that when we were done, the crew applauded.
Mm.
And when that happens, man, you know you've done something right.
Right, right, right.
Wow.
These people have seen everything, and
right. And
you know, they don't do that often. I was very, very proud of that, and I loved John Rubenstein, mm-hmm. too, of course.
Yeah, I don't remember the episode in its entirety or verbatim or anything like that, but I do remember seeing you, and you looked gorgeous. I remember that. So. That's all I remember about you, is you were gorgeous.
That's so rude. That's so neat.
Thank you, Dana, for the call, Dana. Thank you for the call.
Dana.
And we have another caller.
Dana, thanks for
calling. We have another
Christmas,
caller
Dana.
On the line. We have Marie on the line. Marie, you there?
Yes, I am. Thank
Marie?
You.
Hi,
thank
what
you for,
a neat voice.
Thank you for
Hi,
taking
Marie.
My
Welcome
call.
To the show. How are you?
Thank you, Joe. I'm enjoying this so much. I'm well. My heart is pounding, though, because Michael has been, like, in my heart for 40-something years. So it's a thrill to talk to you, Michael. I got your book last Christmas, read it in two nights, bought it for my best friend, and she and I reread it and had the Kleenex out because it's just so moving.
I have
so
to read it,
touching.
Too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Whoa, thank
you. And you're so honest and humble, and your outlook on life is so inspiring. And I love Shelley just through the words that you use to describe her.
Wow, thank you, thank you.
And I just have a question. Do you think you have it in you to do any more writing? Because your writing is compelling.
Right, you've got so many experiences, Michael, to talk about. My goodness.
I think I've always been blessed, it's good and bad, with a hell of an imagination. I think that everything is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very emotional all my life, et cetera, et cetera. And so I obtained a lot of that still in my heart and my mind. And so thank you. I will start jotting down some stuff again. And I will,
that
yes.
would be wonderful, because your outlook on life is so refreshing and encouraging and inspiring. And I just think you have so much to share, and you have shared it. And I appreciate that. And I love you for it.
And you know what? When someone can spill their guts like that about their personal life when they've had such troubling times, I mean, that's an amazing thing alone in itself, you know?
You're so right, Joe. It's so courageous.
Yeah.
And he's such a courageous man. He's one of my heroes.
But isn't he gorgeous too, Marie?
Oh, yeah. We can't overlook that. Absolutely.
Sorry.
That's okay. My father used to tease me that I had so many pictures of Michael in my room, he could have saved money on wallpaper. He didn't need wallpaper.
Oh, God. See, Michael, I'm not the only one that thinks you're gorgeous. I know Shannon does as well. So.
Man. Marie, thank you, honey.
And thank you for being so accessible, you and Shelley and Stephanie, with the wonderful group. It really enables all of the people who love you to connect with each other, which is really a special gift. So thank you. And thank you for taking my call, Joe.
Oh, Marie, thank you so much for joining us. You
thank you, Marie.
Christmas.
You have
you
a nice
family.
Holiday.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you, Marie.
We also have another caller on the line. I want to get this caller through. This is Sherry. Sherry, are you on the line?
Michael, we're going to have to do another show with you.
Oh, here's Sherry. Sherry,
hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Or Joanne.
That's
glad
fine.
To be on the show.
Hey,
Michael. Hi.
Hi. What a treat.
I'm in.
No, I'm serious. You know that.
Well, I'm sure, you know. It's actually a treat to talk to you. So I guess it goes both ways.
No, it works both ways. Wait a minute. It's you and your thinking and your feelings of why I call you my friends and not fans.
Right. You're his friend, you know, and you're not a fan. You're a friend now, and you're our friend as well.
This is
the that's
beautiful
correct.
Way to.
I just happen to
I'm
be
sorry.
In the. Your fan group and the Boz Squad fan group. But
oh, wow,
anyhow.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And now we're
gorgeous.
Just...
Oh, see? You're gorgeous.
I have an interesting... As a friend of mine would say, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyhow, what is the story I watched... I haven't been in the Boz Squad for a while, but not too long. And what is the total story behind the ring? I understand that your stepdad gave it to you or something.
Well, we had my brother and I had a stepdad for a very short time. Mm. And
I'm sorry.
As per usual with me, I didn't get along. And my brother...
Oops. Wrong question, huh?
Anyway, I when he left, I always loved that ring, and he knew it.
Whose ring was it, Michael? Your stepdad?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I wanted to wear it, and have it on camera. And so, but he left and passed before the show started.
Yeah.
And so you never got to see that, but I was that's why I wore the one, honey, because it
well,
was.
Well, when I first started watching the Moz Squad DVDs, I seen it, and I thought this. I mean, I know everything is a lot of things are scripted, but that can't just be a coincidence. You know, it's same ring, same hand. Every episode.
What did the ring look like that it brought your attention to it so much? I don't recall it myself, but
it was like a cameo.
Ah.
And it was
big
and I used to twist it a lot.
Okay.
And you know, with my and so it became very popular and some bastard stole it. I was doing a play. And somebody stole it out of my dressing room.
Oh, that sucks.
I sure did.
Oh, no.
But
sentimental value with that.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that was a bad question.
No, bad.
That was a good question.
Absolutely. No, I remember the ring, and I still, in my heart, I just think, you know, like I said, he wasn't a stepfather for very long, but I remember all the fights we had and stuff like that. But he did take care of Ma, and that's all I was interested in.
Right.
Thank you for saying that and mentioning the ring. It made me think and feel a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know what? I haven't seen a Moz Squad episode since they aired because I never saw repeats. I never saw them in reruns. So, I mean, I'm going based on what I saw when it was originally on, my memory. So, like I said, a link. Oh, hey, you know that. That's the main thing that stuck with me. And obviously, you were gorgeous. So, yeah, that stuck with me too. So.
back but, then, still gorgeous. Hey.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I've just back
come on, you people are making my hands sweat.
I hope Shelly's not going to get mad at me.
she's a perfect. Well, she knows theater very well, and so she doesn't get mad. She understands, and she really understands. So she's pleased that I'm talking to all you people.
Mm.
And so she won't get mad.
Yeah.
She might hit me as soon as I walk out of the office here.
Mm. And you may like it, but anyway.
You, wow.
But listen, Marie, I don't mean to cut you off, but we only have a little bit of time left, and I wanted to ask Michael a few questions about the show real quick before we let him go.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Jerry.
Marie, thank you very much. Have a Merry Christmas, son. Thank you for
Sherry.
Calling.
Sherry.
You too, but
oh,
Sherry.
Sherry.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. How could I forget? I have a sister named Sherry. How could I forget?
Thanks, Sherry.
All right.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Sherry.
Real quick, I just wanted to say some amazing people were in the Mod Squad, too. And I don't know if people even realize it because they weren't really big stars at the time. Right? Am I wrong? I mean, you had David Cassidy, Richard Pryor. My God. The list goes on. Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen. What a beauty he is.
Rene Auberjonet. He just passed away.
And you said his name right.
Yeah. Tony Dow. Vic Tabin.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford. I mean,
right.
There was Bobby Sherman. I mean, these are all like major actors and big names here. Who else? Vincent Price, Sammy Davis.
Oh, man. I love Mr. Price. He would hold court. He was a brilliant, brilliant man.
Mm, Cesar Romero. I mean,
Cesar Romero.
The list goes on. Are you still close with any of these guys that are still with us? Or?
Well, I'm old enough, so wait a minute. Think about what you asked.
Well, Desi Arnaz is still alive. Martin Sheen's still alive. Sam
Marty was is
Bobby
like,
Sherman.
Yes. Bobby's still around.
Right. Are you still friends with those guys? Or?
Yes.
Good.
Not really. It's everybody's got their own, you know, when you kind of stop acting or kind of hang it up or the phone doesn't ring anymore because you're so goddamn old.
No, that's
But of those people that you mentioned, every one of them was a beauty to work with.
Mm.
And I would get so starstruck I couldn't remember a line or something like that, and all of a sudden, whoa!
Right.
I'm looking right at this guy.
Right.
And Raymond Burr was a fan. And I went over. I was doing something. Was doing something at Universal, and Mr. Burr came over to me and said, "You are." And was very flattering, and for somebody like that, well, so did Dean Martin. I used to go out, hang around with one of Mr. Martin's daughters, Dina.
Oh, we've had Dean on the show.
You have?
Oh, she was wonderful. Yes.
Yeah, she's
such a
beautiful
person. Beautiful, beautiful person. Yes, wonderful. We enjoyed her very much. Yes.
Okay, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know. We worked on that show with Ed Begley, senior.
Oh, senior.
Wow.
Is that something?
Yeah. The list is humongous. I mean, of all the major actors and players that were on that show, it's really really phenomenal.
I would do anyways. First, when we get the call sheet, that's the sheet you get to tell you what you know from the producers for your listeners it's got all the information for what you're going to be shooting next.
Right.
In the next episode.
Right.
And the first thing I do is like run down, and my God.
Right.
Ed Begley's going to do this show?
Wow. Well, you know why, too. Probably because the show was so damn
popular. I mean, you were like in the number one bracket with Star Trek, Bill Cosby, Room 222. I loved that show.
Karen Valentine was a good friend. Still is a good friend.
I love Karen Valentine.
Yeah, she's really neat. We met a couple of times. Shelley has loved her too. I get choked up because I'm basically kind of shy.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Joanne, we're coming to the end of the show, Joanne, so we got to see if Michael has anything. Yeah, we have to find out what Michael's doing and where we can reach him and stuff, okay? So
yes, before we let Michael go, Michael, let everybody know where they could get your new book. It's titled I Played the White Guy, and where can folks get it?
At Amazon, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And
Amazon.com.
Write or call, and they'll send it immediately.
Excellent. And the funny thing about that is, whenever we described the show, we were thinking, the white guy.
That's why I called it that.
John, I think we have to have Michael back because I had millions of questions I didn't get to.
Anytime. Anytime, Johnny.
So maybe in the new
anytime.
Year. We'll have you in the new year, Michael.
Very good, man. I think we should. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Damn, I don't want to hang up now.
I mean either, but we have a certain amount of time on the show. But we'll talk, and we'll definitely have you back in the new year, but we'll talk later maybe after the show. okay?
Anytime you want.
And well, ladies and gentlemen,
Merry Christmas, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you,
Michael
Johnny.
Cole,
God bless.
From the Mod Squad. And we love you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you and Shelley and the family. And thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
This was really neat. I hope I didn't stumble around too much, but
I have so much more to ask you. I didn't get to any of it. I want to talk about Peggy and more about Clarence, more a lot about things. We didn't get there.
It'll have to be on part two.
Yes, part two.
Part two.
The Michael Cole Show, part two.
Thank you, guy.
2.0.
Man, John, God bless you. Take care, man, and have good health to you and your loved ones. Well, to everybody, really.
Oh,
thank you, Michael.
And Joanne.
Yes.
I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. I think you got that drift from my friends that have called in and stuff, the fan people, my friend people.
Yes.
And again, the book.
Yes, the book. Go get it. I played the white guy.
Clarence and I would be somewhere, and then people would come up and, my God. And they would say, wait a minute, I'm the white guy, Michael. This is Clarence, the black guy.
Oh, my God. Michael, thank you again so much. Michael Cole, everybody, from the Mod Squad. We are definitely having him back. Merry Christmas to you, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys, so much. Thank you, Joanne.
We'll talk soon, okay?
Very.
All right, good night.
Very soon.
Bye-bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night,
Johnny,
everybody.
Thank you. Well,
thank
folks,
you, Michael.
That was amazing. What a wonderful show.
You had an
thank
announcement.
Thank you so much. Yes,
Joanne,
I'm going to go real quick.
Announcement today about the Outsiders. You want
to
tell everybody?
The Outsiders. Yeah, the band The Outsiders.
Whoa, yeah.
They told me that they are releasing a new album in 2020. I cannot wait to hear it, and it's going to be very
excellent.
Soon. And it's going to be fantastic. And you know who the Outsiders are, right, Mike?
I've heard of them, yeah.
I can't wait forever, even though you won't be too. Time won't let me.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah. So that's the Outsiders. They're fantastic. We love them. We had them on the show before. And they're releasing a new album. They reached out to me and asked me if I could announce it. And I said, absolutely
beautiful.
No problem at all.
Beautiful.
So, we're going to have them.
Would you give them, I've never met any of them, but I just respect them so much. And I'm glad they're
touring.
And I wish them well.
They're touring. They're touring now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, yeah.
Joanne,
so if anybody did,
who's on tomorrow, Joanne? Who
yes,
we got on tomorrow?
Night,
tomorrow night, we're usually on Wednesday. Tomorrow we're doing a special show for Christmas on 12/23. We have Carolyn Grimes. She played Zuzu in It's a Wonderful Life. And Carolyn,
oh, wow.
Carolyn has,
should I hang up?
No, we stay on. So Carolyn has made a lifetime of keeping It's a Wonderful Life alive. And I can't wait to have her on. And we also have Bobby Hendrix from The Drifters. And
really?
They've had so many songs, but the reason we're having him on specifically is because of their version of White Christmas, which I love. So
absolutely. Wait a minute. Joanne, can I say something about that? The Drifters were the best rhythm and blues group around at that time.
Oh, God, they had so many songs. You kidding me?
Oh, man, I loved the Drifters. Clyde McFadder used to be with the Drifters.
Yep.
And then when I was on, I'm sorry. I get carried away. You can tell I'm starstruck. You guys are going to talk to one of the Drifters.
Well, call him and talk to him tomorrow.
Well, please say, you know, that I respect them so much.
I will. So 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, Monday night, 12/23 on applauseradioshow.com. Guys, don't miss it. Thank you to our sponsors, the Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Catskill Provisions and KWV Wines, and Mr. Michael Cole and Mr. John Arricchio. We thank you. We love you. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Have a Merry Christmas, safe holiday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Good night, everybody.
Johnny, God bless.
Good night, everybody. Thank
you, Michael.
Take care.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Michael. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.